This is Flat World, where everything is flat. Flat Stanley lives here. If you lived in Flat World, you would have your name, but with flat in front. There's some things you should know about the people in Flat World. Flat people use cracks instead of doors. To get places, they mail themselves, or they fly. They don't have airplanes there. Flat people can also slither where they go because they are so flat. Flat people can easily fan themselves. Flat people can flat people can only lift up to 3 pounds. The heaviest thing in Flat World was a mountain that weighed 4 pounds. One flat person named Flat Mike could lift that mountain. Flat Mike could lift 5 pounds. He knew this by lifting objects that equaled 5 pounds. You know, a 2 pound rock and a 3 pound chair, or a 4 pound table and a 1 pound chair. Everything in Flat World was just fine.
Wait, start again.
Everything in Flat World was just fine, but in a land far away, there was an evil stick man who had an evil plan. You're probably wondering why he was evil. This stick man lived in a tree one time until someone cut that tree down and took the stick man's spirit. He wanted revenge. So when he looked around the galaxy for other trees, he found Flat World with flat trees. He decided he wanted to make it everything in Flat World round.
Say round again.
He decided he wanted to make everything in Flat World round. From the land far away and the emptiness in his spirit, the evil stick man turned on the spell. The evil spell was headed for Flat World. The people of Flat World instantly felt the force of the spell, and they gathered around the edges of their plan to repel the spell. Flat Mike said, "We can't hold this spell off forever. We must find the source and turn off the spell." So Flat Mike and Flat Lucy followed the spell's vibration. Soon they came to the evil sick man's tower. Flat Mike and Flat Lucy slithered to the crack under the front door of the tower. They went to the first room. It looked empty, but Flat Lucy said to pour water on the floor. When they poured the water, they could see that the floor was covered with lasers. They flew over the lasers to the second room. The second room was full of needles. There were needles over the floors and walls, and even flying around in the air. Flat Mike followed Flat Lucy, carefully flying through the needles to the third room. The third room was tiny. It was only about a foot wide. So Flat Mike and Flat Lucy slithered quickly through the fourth room. The fourth room was full of, I can barely write this because it was such a surprising sight to Flat Mike and Flat Lucy. Well, the fourth room was full of round people. But after their internal shock.
After their initial shock,
Flat Lucy and Flat Mike saw that the people were asleep. So they silently slithered past them to the fifth room. The fifth room, there were three doors. One said restrooms, the second door said labs, and the third room said food. Flat Lucy wanted to take the second door, but Flat Mike said, "No, the evil stick man wouldn't do that." So they slithered around the floor, walls, and ceilings until they came to a giant plant. "Lift this up," Flat Lucy cried out. Flat Mike tried to lift it, but it weighed more than 5 pounds. So Flat Lucy helped them, and they lift up the plant. There was a trap door underneath the plant. The trap door was labeled Real Lab. "That's it," they cried. They slithered through the tight cracks around the lab door. Inside the lab, they quickly turned off the cell. When they did, the stick man appeared and said, "Don't do that!" They faced the stick man, and Flat Mike said, "Let me take that heavy weight off your heart. You can let stick people be stick people, and round people be round people, and flat people be flat people. Everyone smiled, even the stick man, and it was done. Back in Flatworld, the flat people felt the spell was over. They all smiled too. Everything was well. It was very well.